with your money briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks ended higher Friday on rising hopes that the U.S. and China can strike a trade agreement. There was word that President Trump was looking at extending trade talks by 2 days past the March 1st deadline. The Dow Jones Industrials retook 26,000, rising 181 points Friday to 26,031. The NASDAQ Composite gained 67 points and the S&P 500 rose 17. Both the Dow and S&P were up more than 0.5% on the week. The NASDAQ rose 0.75%. We're joined by Jessica Menton, who covers the markets for the Wall Street Journal. Jessica, the major averages are now at their highest level since early November. It's been a great year for stocks following the market trough at the end of 2018.
Things have really taken off, and this week marked the ninth straight week, if you're looking at the Dow, NASDAQ, and the Russell 2000, of notching gains, and the S&P, it's the fourth week in a row. So clearly, when you're looking at that, they've just really taken off, and a lot of the beaten down areas that we saw in the fourth quarter, investors have broad-based, have been scooping up opportunities.
Seems to me much of the rise can be tied to optimism on trade. You know, the White House has said progress was being made on reaching a trade deal to head off tariffs. As mentioned, the White House was weighing extending the March 1st deadline on sanctions by 2 days. So, you know, by the time a lot of people hear this podcast, the deadline may have been extended.
Exactly. And looking ahead towards next week, that deadline is on March 1st. But we also are going to hear from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on Tuesday and Wednesday. So those are two big things. And in addition to that, we also are going to get the fourth quarter GDP number, which was delayed because of the government shutdown. It is backward looking. So a lot of the investors I've spoken with said they're not going to put too much weight on it. But still, when you look at the fourth quarter, that is a very big quarter when you think of consumer spending, especially during the holidays. So I think that especially there, they're going to look at it. And during the revisions in the coming months for that number too, looking at just where corporate profits are, because although when you look at earnings season right now, fourth quarter expectations have been better than a lot of investors have feared. But when you're looking at the current quarter, a lot of those estimates have been downgraded. So I think that's something they're really going to hone in on when you're looking at corporate profits. But again, trade and Fed are going to be really big on the calendar next week.
Oh, just as an aside there, I know profit estimates have been lowered, but do you think the market, the way it has been, you know, stocks could still rise if the results beat these lowered estimates?
It seems as if it can. And there's a few really positive indicators out there. And one of them is the fact that this rally isn't only led by one particular area or a group of stocks, say like with the FANG stocks the past couple of years. This is very broad-based. It's really being led by beaten down areas like industrials, which got hit hard a lot of due to the fact that they are exposed to China. So when we had those trade concerns, it really weighed on that sector. And then also energy, tech is in there, but also consumer discretionary, and then financials. So it's not just one group, and I think that's a healthy indication.
Are we getting ahead of ourselves on trade? As of this moment, there's still no real details on what kind of agreement would be reached. You know, the U.S. and China haven't resolved disagreements over things like technology, so I'm just wondering. Obviously, there's hope, but I'm wondering if it's premature.
I asked that question to a lot of investors that I spoke with, especially this week heading into that deadline, and they said that it's almost as if any news is good news for them. So even looking today, it's sometimes we can get conflicting indications, but Trump even suggested that he might delay the deadline there. But it seems as if it's already sort of baked into the market. And when you're looking at the Fed and the fact that they've signaled that they're going to be more flexible with policy, I think looking ahead and seeing what Jerome Powell says about the balance sheet, because that was something else last year that was a little bit different than just raising rates. The fact that they were doing that, and a lot of investors said they thought that that in some ways when they were paring back that portfolio, it essentially took some liquidity out of the market. So I think that's something that's really big next week.
One interesting thing this past week, I guess we can add food companies to the list of sectors that have struggled. You know, Kraft Heinz wrote down the value of some key brands by more than $15 billion, and other food company stocks fell as well.
That stock took quite a hit today and definitely fell over 25% by the close on Friday. But interesting enough, it weighed a bit on when you're looking at consumer staples, but even those defensive areas this year are still up. So utilities, real estate, and consumer staples. So I think it's a healthy sign, the fact that the market isn't being led by defensive areas. So they're still up, and that's good. But the fact that it's these other cyclical names like industrials and energy.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Jessica Menton. Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
The last week of February is chock full of events, plenty of economic reports, a busy earnings calendar, and some high-profile appearances from Fed officials. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will deliver 2 days of economic testimony this week in front of congressional committees. The week is dotted with speeches from several Fed presidents. Trade discussions between the U.S. and China are continuing ahead of a March 1st deadline, after which the U.S. would slap Chinese imports with new tariffs. That deadline may have been extended by the time you hear this. We'll not only get the revised estimate of fourth quarter GDP, we'll also get the preliminary estimate, which was delayed by the government shutdown. Other economic reports include housing starts, new home sales, consumer confidence, factory orders, construction spending, and manufacturing activity. We'll get the December report on personal income and spending, also delayed by the shutdown. Checking the earnings calendar, we'll hear from Home Depot, Macy's, Nordstrom, Gap, Best Buy, Footwear, L Brands, and Marriott International. Quarterly results as well from Shake Shack, Papa John's, home builder Toll Brothers, and mobile payments company Square. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.